And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you here on this Wednesday morning. Any questions, comments, concerns, as always, 75-537-1350. And I am here with Nelson's Landing Community Foundation members, Lori Rogge and Chandra Rustrum.
Thank you. You've got it.
I did. We had to go over this during the break to make sure I got those pronunciations. I think I did it better when I practiced it over the break than I did just now, but we're off and running. We're here to talk about the 9th annual Nelson's Landing Benefit, and ladies, looks like a great cause for a lot of great reasons.
Yes, it is. Thank you for having us today. So we'll just start off, if it's okay, to talk a little bit about Friday evening. Jordy Nelson will be doing an autograph signing beginning at 6 p.m. at Nelson's Landing, and there is a two-item limit, and a donation is required.
All right. Lori, your thoughts on this fundraiser?
Yeah, this is, as Chandra mentioned, our 9th annual, and we just get bigger every year, thank goodness. So it's to a great cause and always have worthy recipients of medical needs in our community, and so that's what this is all about. So we are excited to have a local community as well as from near and far come and join us. So it's a full weekend.
And Nelson's Landing being in Leonardville, just north of Manhattan, been there a couple times. You know, I'm still yet to eat there.
I know.
But we have to maybe we can work something out.
That's right. Well, we have to get a shout out because this morning Kim Nelson is at Nelson's Landing prepping for the day. So preparing the homemade pies for the day, our chicken fried steak. So see, you got to come up.
I've heard that's the winner right there is the chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
Yeah, bigger than the plate. So.
And as you mentioned, Jordy will be there, a man with a Super Bowl ring, a man that's a hero around here, a walk-on at K-State, a walk-on that ends up with the Super Bowl ring and considered by many one of the best receivers in the game right now. And he's very involved in this, and I think this is something pretty dear to him.
He definitely is. I think what's important is there are so many community members and people just around Kansas and other states that want to have the opportunity to get an autograph from Jordy. And this just allows a time and a place, and also then for our two recipients to benefit from the donations that come in. So we do have a little boy who will be one in July. His name is Owen Dick, and he's the first of our recipients. He has a rare heart condition. And then our other recipient is Tim Graham. He is a local community member, works at Nelson's Landing. He's a great, great kid. And I believe, if I'm not wrong, and Tim, if you're listening, I believe he just turned 20. And he actually has cat scratch fever, and it's a bacterial infection that poor Tim got from a small kitten, and he's going to have some medical issues from now on. So I think that this benefit will really aid with helping him as well.
And the attendance on this, is, you mentioned it's been growing. I think I remember this from a few years ago, and there was a line out the door then. I think it was just after the Packers won that Super Bowl, actually, but every time, I think, there's always a line going down the street for quite a ways.
Yeah, the line just is for, it seems like miles, but in Leonardville, that's not very long in the community. But we definitely have so many folks that come out and support that, and an opportunity for all of us to participate. So we created Nelson's Family Community Foundation several years ago, and Jordy and Emily are, of course, part of that. And Kim Nelson is our president of that and our fearless leader on that. And she spends so much time and dedication on this event and has gotten several items for what's going on Saturday. And so we'll start out the day, and we have a golf tournament, and then our drive and ride, which we encourage everybody to come out to do that, is that we are going from Junction City to Wamego to Onega to Oldsburg, and it is an absolutely glorious drive. So we want everybody to participate in that. If you've got a motorcycle, a car, a convertible, or whatever way you want to drive and ride, we really encourage people to come for that. So we want them to come to Nelson's Landing at 11 for that. And then we'll end the day with our silent auction and our live auction. And my family, Gene Francis and Associates, were actually the auctioneers for the evening. And so we have been a part of this for 9 years. And so it's a great time for my family all to come together with our family business and be able to help out this as well. And we always have great, great items, and we get a lot of items donated. And so we have that for the silent auction. So we encourage everybody to come out to be able to bid on those items too. So we've got a lot of different things from homemade pies that definitely go for top dollar. So Kim and Betty and Kelsey who make all of those pies for us. So that is one big thing. And then we always have the K-State and Green Bay Packer game day experience too, which is one of our main items. So there's lots of things for people to be able to bid on and to be able to support these great kids.
And you can see where those donation items are listed on the Nelson's Landing website, which is www.nelsonslandingks.com. And they're continuing to put items on there daily, so please go check that out.
And our Facebook page,
and the
too,
Facebook
is updated.
Page as well. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to do a shout-out to Owen, Dick, and Tim Graham, too, because not only is this a fun day for all of us to participate in, both days, actually, but we are very fortunate to be able to spend time with the families and the recipients and also to be a part of their journey and to help celebrate their wonderful lives. They're two really great people, and their families are wonderful, too.
A lot of great causes there and a lot of wide range of activities for people. If you like pie, this is a place to go to. If you like to golf, this is a place to go to. If you like some good Kansas scenery, this is an event to participate in.
Yeah. We might mention that the golf tournament is full. Mm-hmm. It usually is every year, and so we don't have any availability this year, but you can always contact Kim at the Landing, Nelson's Landing, and try to get your name in for next year, but usually it's full as you know, as soon as we begin. So.
And where is this the golf tournament at?
It is in Leonardville. It
okay.
is
the
just
Leonardville golf
north
course.
Of Nelson's Landing.
I need to add that to my list, too.
It's a beautiful golf course. It's sand greens. It's kept well by Troy Bailey. He is the president of the Leonardville Golf Association, so it's mowed nicely. It's very easy to get out on that course, and it's just a wonderful part of our community again to help bring other people in to see our great town and what we do.
Are you guys golfing?
No.
We have too many other activities that we're doing during the day. So.
And you don't want us to golf.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't seen me try and golf. Last time I golfed, actually, the irons weren't bad. They weren't bad. The short game was awful, and usually it's the other way around, but that's golf. Golf is meant to be frustrating and stressful, but it is fun.
There you go. That's
it is. Right. Is Jordy golf and participating?
Yes, he does. Yes.
Is he a good golf? I'd have to imagine he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. And this is also something that's supported not only by K-Man, but our whole family of four other stations, K-Rock, B104.7, Z96.3, and, of course, Sunny 102. And we just got a couple minutes. Or Dave, are you wanting to say something?
I did.
All right. Sorry, I didn't see you waving your hand.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Does Jordy generally bring a Packer friend or two along?
Yes, he does.
Do you know who it may be or if he is doing that this year?
We believe that is happening, but until they
you can't
show
really
out,
do
out
that.
Of the car or walk off the plane, we usually don't advertise that, just because in case something happens and they're not able to, we don't usually.
Yeah, we have had experiences in the past that they were coming and plane travel and things like that prohibited them from coming. So we don't know until they walk off the plane who it is.
Because he's had that Rodgers fellow, that quarterback. I know he's been
he's not
there.
Bad. Mm-hmm. He's not
and,
bad.
Jordy tries to share the love with everybody. So sure.
I think one of the neat things about this after it's all over are the stories that Jordy helps create, taking them out onto the farm and introducing them to life on the farm in Kansas. I think those are some neat little elements. Good work, guys.
Thank you. What's so awesome too is that, as we mentioned, we're in our ninth year, and the number of family members that we've been able to support in our community and how much we've been able to help them is that it's just amazing the support that people give, and we really, really appreciate that and hope that everybody will come out and join us once again.
All right, good spot to end it. Appreciate you girls,
thank
gals,
you so much.
Ladies coming in. Dave, I tee off to you.
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A day before fired FBI Director James Comey testifies, senators are hearing from intelligence chiefs in the Russia investigation. CBS's Steve Dorsey joins us live from Washington.
Steve, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, says he's concerned the White House is using intelligence officials to downplay the FBI investigation into Russia's meddling in the presidential election.
Any attempt by the White House or even the president himself to exploit this community as a tool for political purposes is deeply, deeply troubling.
Tomorrow, James Comey is expected to face similar questions in his first public remarks since the president fired him last month. Steve.
Well, President Trump used Twitter to say he's settled on his nominee to be the next FBI director.
Christopher Wray is a litigation attorney who actually comes with the endorsement of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Wray actually served Christie in a personal capacity during that so-called Bridgegate scandal.
White House correspondent Margaret Brennan, CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohn says Wray is not a big name, but is a known quantity.
This is a serious nominee with experience at the Justice Department and no evident disqualifying parts in his past. He's a much better choice than some of the people that had been floated over the past few weeks, and I think it's highly likely that he would be confirmed. He will be confirmed, absent some sort of unforeseen development.
Now to Iran, where 12 people died, more than 40 were hurt in terror attacks in Tehran. French news agency reporter Eric Randolph says parliament and a shrine to the Ayatollah Khomeini were targeted.
Two of the attackers have blown themselves up, one in the parliament building, or the offices of the parliamentarians to be exact, and one that blew themselves up outside the shrine.